Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Rabbi Akiva Machayev al Safik Me'ilos Asham Taloi. If someone has a doubtful case of misappropriation of temple property, Rabbi Akiva would require him to bring a conditional guilt offering. The Chachamim Potrim, but the Chachamim, the sages, do not require him to do so. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva admits, She'ein mevi esmilaso asha tisvadalo, that his repayment of that which he misappropriated would not be brought until after it's made known to him that he actually did it. V'yavi ima asham vadai, and when he does so, he has to bring a second guilt offering, this one because it came to his attention that he definitely did the sin. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said, Malazem mevi shtei ashamos. Why should this person have to bring two guilt offerings? Elayavi me'ila v'chumsha, let him bring that which he misappropriated, plus the fifth that he has to add to it. V'yavi asham b'shnei salayim, let him bring the one guilt offering, which is worth two salayim. V'yomar, im vadai ma'alti, and let the man say, if I definitely misappropriated temple property, zomi lasi v'ze ashami, then this is my repayment for it, and this is my guilt offering. V'im safek, but if there's a doubt whether or not I did it, hamaos nedava, then the money is a gift to the temple, v'asham toloi, and this is a conditional guilt offering. Shemimin shehu mevi al hoda, mevi al lo hoda. And this would work because the same type of animal is brought in a case where he knows and where he's not sure. So sometimes there's different animals. Sometimes it's a male, a female, a bull, a ram, a bird. Here it happens to be the same type of animal, so you might as well use it once and not have to bring a second one potentially later. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Safek me'ilos, a questionable case of misappropriation. What's the case? Safek nene min ha-hektish, safek lo nehene. So there's a question as to whether or not he benefited from sanctified property. Skipping a bit, shtei ashamos. Why should this person have to bring two guilt offerings? She'im hoda lo shechata acha shehevi asham toloi. Because if it comes to his attention that he definitely sinned after he already brought the conditional guilt offering, tzarech l'havi asham vadai, then he would need to bring a definite guilt offering. So if that's the case, yavi me'ila v'chumsha, let him just bring the repayment and its fifth. Keren ha'mamon, shenistapik lo im nehena mimeno v'chumsha. So it's the amount of money that there's a question whether he benefited from or not, plus he has to add one-fifth. Skipping a little more. Shemimin shemevi al-hoda, mevi al-lohada. This would work because the same type of animal is used both for the doubtful and for the definite. Hilkach, therefore, yachol lahavi ulahanos. Therefore he can bring the sacrifice and make a condition. V'halacha kichachamim. But the halacha follows the chachamim, and he does not have to bring a sacrifice at all in this case. Continuing in Mishnah Gimel. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Tarfon made this great suggestion. Let him just bring the repayment, and then he can bring a guilt offering once and not have to run the risk of doing it twice and paying for two animals. Rabbi Akiva responds to him, Nirim devarecha b'me'ila me'uta. This makes perfect sense when there's a question of somebody misappropriating a small amount. But let's say that he has a question of whether he misappropriated 100 mana, which is a huge amount of money. Wouldn't it be better for him now to bring a guilt offering that's worth 2 salayim, which is a cheap thing, and let him not have to repay a questionable debt of 100 mana, plus he'd have to add a fifth to it? Hamoda Rabbi Akiva la Rabbi Tarfon b'me'li mu'atas. So therefore we see that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Tarfon in the case of a small misappropriation. Now, once we're talking about bringing a single sacrifice and using it for both the conditional and the definite, the Mishnah tells us incidental to this, Ha'isha shehevia chatas ha'of safek. If a woman brings a sin offering of a bird in a case of doubt, meaning that she miscarried something and doesn't know whether or not she needs to bring a sacrifice for that, if before the Kohanim nip the head off the bird, it's brought to her attention that she definitely needs to bring a sacrifice, tasena vadai, she can turn it into the definite sacrifice. Because the same type of bird that she would bring for the unknown case, she brings for the known case. So again, such a switch would be effective. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Chatas ha'of safek, the sin offering of a bird in the case of doubt. Ha'isha she'yalda safek min pater, safek min chiyuv. If she miscarries something and it's not known whether it's something that would require a sacrifice or not, mevia keves la'ola, she brings a sheep for a burnt offering. Umasna, and she makes a condition. Im min chiyuv yehei l'chova, v'im min pater yehei l'nedava. So her condition is, if I miscarried something that requires a sacrifice, this is my obligation. And if I miscarried something that does not require a sacrifice, this is a free will offering. Aval chatas ha'ov, but when it comes to the sin offering of a bird, mevia besafik v'eino necheles. So she has to bring it from a case of doubt, and it cannot be eaten in such a case. Shema chulin hu, because if it's not required, then it's non-sacrificial food. Umalikas chulin nevela. And when the malika, when the nipping off of the head is done to a non-sacrifice, it's actually treif. So it could not be eaten. So tasena vadai, if it comes to her attention that she must bring it and the malika has not yet been done, then she can use it for her definite sacrifice. V'te'achilu kahanim k'shar chatas, and it can then be eaten by the kahanim just like any other sin offering. All right, that is Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.